Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you along on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at finding partners through social media. So there are all these groups out there on social media where people right now are just waiting to be able to talk to other people. The unfortunate part is most people don't understand how to be able to tap into these groups, build relationships with these sorts of people, and therefore create opportunities to be able to help get your sales funnel filled for you by people who have the same sorts of clientele that you want to talk to. So that's what we're going to pop through right now. But before you can actually get into being able to create partners, you're going to actually work out yourself what sort of partner are you looking for. And this has become probably more evident over the past couple of weeks, that unless you start really narrowing down the sorts of people that you want to be partners with, then you're going to start wasting an awful lot of time trying to screen people and trying to work out, are they a good partner or not? So the more specific you can be about who is your clientele, who is your customer, then the more specific you can start being around who has my customer. So do you want all businesses, or do you want businesses that have 10 plus staff that do a certain so many million turnover? Do you want businesses that just are starting off? Do you want customers that are in between a particular age group, a particular gender, are at the higher end of the demographic in terms of how much money they spend versus the lower demographic end? Do you want people who their parents are buying for the children? So the children are the end users of the product, but they're not making the decision on it. See, they're all things you've got to work out to know then who is the right sort of partner. The next thing you've got to make sure is you've actually got a sales funnel from a lead magnet, so a lead magnet, a value piece, that then goes into a funnel that a lot of it can be automated, so that in the end, you've got a process for people to be able to put people into. If you're just going out there and you're going, well, I'd like a partner, I'd like you, partner, to introduce me to a whole bunch of people, and then every time they do, you have to go through a process which takes your time, you're restricted now on how many partners or how many things your partners can do for you. So the ideal setup, which we've gone through before, is as such, where your partner promotes a link to their network. When someone clicks on that link, they're going to fill in their details to be able to get what it is that you're offering. So, and that offering could be in the form of ebook, video, webinar, podcast, YouTube video, book on Amazon or Kindle. It could be anything. What you offer doesn't really matter. What matters is that you have to get their details for them to be able to get it, and then you have to take them through some sort of funnel so that in the end, you can sell to them. So that's a process that has to be set up. So if you're not sure of that process, go to something that we have, something simple such as to get this podcast, people go to referralmarketingguru.com.au/podcast. So we can promote that to partners to promote it out to their network, knowing that it's not going to take a great deal of time because it's all systemized. So you've got to have that working. So we just use a simple thing called lead pages. So that's a nice, easy way to be able to create pages that you can then get your partners to promote for you. Okay, so I'm going to assume that now that's sorted out. Because if it's not sorted out, you're restricted by the number of partners that can actually do things with you. So now let's get into what we've got in social media groups. So there are Facebook groups, there are LinkedIn groups, and there are Twitter groups. I'm just going to concentrate on those three. So in Facebook, I'm not talking about fan pages, I'm talking about actual groups. Some groups you have to join because they're closed groups. Other groups are open groups. But again, you need to search for groups that have your type of partners in there. So depending on who your partner is, you need to go and find those groups where they're currently sitting. Then you need to be able to build a relationship with them. So that might be that you connect with them, you friend them, you follow them. And then through a personal message, you start building the relationship with them. I'll get onto that shortly. So that's what you can do in Facebook. In LinkedIn, exactly the same. You go up into the search bar, you say, all I want to do is search groups, and I'm looking for these types of groups. And again, find the groups that have your partners in them, not the people you want to sell to. So now you can start connecting with those particular people. In Twitter, it's a little bit different, okay? Because people create little subsections and subgroups and can add people to it. So again, in Twitter, in your search, rather than searching for handles, you're starting to search for different groups. So there are marketing groups, there are business groups, there are different types of consumer groups. But again, there's a whole bunch of Twitter handles that are within those groups that then you can follow, and then you can send a direct message to start building that relationship. Okay, so have a look. Depending on where your partners hang out will depend on what platform you need to go to. And it's probably not a bad idea to try all of them just to see who is in what particular groups on what particular platform. So I'm going to say now you've gone to those particular groups to start finding your partners. So now what you need to make sure you do is you need to actually start connecting to them. And as you connect to them, you've got to build a relationship through personal messages. So you shouldn't ever connect to someone without sending them a personal message. So that personal message might be something as simple as, hi, name, just saw your profile, or you just popped up in this particular group. I was really interested in being able to learn more about you. Thought I would connect, friend, follow, whatever the language is on that particular platform, and see if we might be able to collaborate to create some opportunities together. Look forward to hearing from you, your name. Not real difficult. Now, if you did a handful of them a day, meaning that you did 10, 15 a week, meaning that you did 40 odd a month, you can start to see getting other people to fill your sales funnel isn't all that difficult to do, knowing that you've got that process at the top all sorted out and fixed up. So as you continue to build the personal relationship, you start talking about ways that you might be able to collaborate, that you want to create win-win opportunities with people. And now you've got to take them from being online to setting up some sort of chat. So whether that's through Skype, whether that's through a phone call, you've got to take them from messaging to actually speaking with each other so that you can then create what you can actually do next together. So if you think, and don't get me wrong, going to networking events, face-to-face stuff is important. But if you think 30 minutes travel, 90 minutes at the event, 30 minutes travel, it can be a two and a half hour venture. Compared to actually just searching where all your types of partners already hang out online, well, in that 2 hour block, you could send off nearly 100 messages compared to finding 5 or 6 key people in that 2 hour block at a face-to-face event. So when you're starting to think, I don't know how to get my sales funnel filled, I need some more people to talk to, well, straight away, you need to start going, where do my people exist? And you need to start having conversations with them around being able to build relationships with them and find opportunities. This is another way of how do you get your network to do things for you. So we're going to constantly see everyone around us as in our network. And now if you don't have people in your network who are doing things for you, then you need to go and add more people into your network that have the ability to do things for you. And this is just another way that this can happen, and another way of being able to get this done, of having the right partners to be able to either be referral partners, cross-promotion partners, or even affiliate partners. But be proactive and go in and finding them rather than just hoping that they fall in your lap one day. Hopefully that's been really helpful. The action item I want you to be able to do from this podcast is go into groups and send at least 10 messages some stage this week to somebody you don't know in the group about being a partner. That's the action item I want you to be able to do from this podcast. You can always check out all of our stuff, referralmarketingguru.com.au or thepartnershipclub.com.au. Really looking forward to being able to have you part of our community. So join us with our Facebook page, on YouTube. We've always got videos going up. Feel free to join in our webinars that we have every single month, and really hope that you have a great success in being able to create some more partners. Till next time, look forward to speaking to you soon.